You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired July 24th, 2025. Before shutting down the Ontario legislature on June 9th for a four-month summer break, Doug Ford's Conservative Party rushed through new legislation that gives the government
the power to ignore environmental and labor laws and bypass Indigenous rights through the creation of so-called special economic zones.
Bill 5, also known as the Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act 2025, also gives the government the ability to ignore planning regulations and municipal bylaws for new developments, which it deems critical. The government claims America's tariff threats have made it necessary to override existing rules and laws, such as environmental assessments on garbage dump expansions and new mining operations. The Endangered Species Act will also be scrapped by Bill 5 and replaced with the Species Conservation Act. In the notice posted on the Environmental Registry of Ontario, the government argues, quote, "The process to obtain a new permit is slow and complex, causing unnecessary delays and costs for housing, transit, and critical infrastructure," unquote. Minister of Energy and Mines, Stephen Lecce, told CBC News that Bill 5 will cut the timeline to approve a new mine in half, from 4 years to two. This show features an interview with Kitchener Centre Green Party MPP Ashlyn Clancy about the new legislation and the ongoing work the Green Party is doing to bring awareness and support Ontario residents in pushing back against the new legislation. Thousands of Ontarians have taken part in protests against Bill 5, and the Green Party has been touring the province, speaking with organizers and holding community meetings. In a statement written to CKMS News, Lucas Fundling, a spokesperson for Kitchener-Conestoga Conservative MPP Mike Harris Jr., told CKMS News that, quote, "We need to get moving on nation-building projects that will unlock economic prosperity in our communities for generations. Our government is upholding high environmental standards and labor laws while reducing review times on critical projects by 50%. Any assertion otherwise is false," unquote. The statement continued, quote, "We will continue to build consensus with First Nations on shared priorities, including legacy infrastructure, all-season roads, and resource development that support long-term prosperity. We have begun productive conversations with First Nations who share our vision of unlocking economic opportunity and critical infrastructure in their communities, and will continue these consultations throughout the summer. These consultations will shape the regulations and criteria for new special economic zones and Indigenous-led economic zones," unquote. However, when asked by CKMS News about the legal challenge against the bill launched on July 16th by 9 Indigenous communities in the Ring of Fire area of Northern Ontario, in part because there was no consultation with them before the bill was passed, CKMS News was told, quote, "The statement stands," unquote. MPP Harris's office also refused to share a listing of any so-called critical projects or project classes which may garner the Special Economic Zone moniker. Along with the legal challenge to Bill 5, and in response to Doug Ford calling people who opposed the bill radical environmentalists, Abraham Benedict, the Grand Chief of the Chiefs of Ontario, said, quote, "We call him a radical colonizer for the way he's prepared to just run his tractor up north and doing away with all the obligations that he and his government has," unquote. On July 14th, Ontario Green Party leader and MPP for Guelph, Mike Schreiner, released a statement which read, quote, "Now is the time for us to come together to protect Ontario from Doug Ford by using people power to fight back. This summer, we need to bring our communities together, make our voices heard, and kill Bill 5 for the sake of our democracy, First Nation sovereignty, and for the people and places we love." In 2023, People Power forced Doug Ford to backtrack on his plan to open the Greenbelt for development, and I know that People Power can stop Bill 5, unquote. While the new law is implemented and the protests and legal actions against it continue, CKMS News will work to keep folks up to date. Now for the interview with Kitchener Centre Green Party MPP Ashlyn Clancy. A lot of the focus on this bill is more in the northern communities where there are natural resources. Locally, what would Bill 5 mean for development projects, and how would the bill's allowance for special economic zones impact local labor forces and social and environmental protections?
We should be very troubled because it basically means that a cabinet minister, which is a big number of PC government officials, can partner with any corporation. So their interests aren't necessarily in the people who live in that space. They're usually partnering with a corporation that's main goal. I mean, any corporations mostly are to make profits, like excess profits. And then it overrides provincial and municipal legislation. So that is labor laws, bylaws, land planning, environmental protections, indigenous protections, archaeological protections. So any sort of due process that, you know, as governments, we have worked for decades and decades to have a healthy democracy in Ontario. And now the wishes and wills of one corporation will override any sort of protections that we would have in place that we've grown accustomed to in Ontario of making sure that we have safe places to work and that we create a livable future for the people who live in those communities. So it just is a blanket overriding. So locally, you know, folks do indicate the Wilmot Land Assembly, but it could be anywhere, you know, any place in Waterloo Region and Ontario could be chosen because of the interests of a corporation as a special economic zone. And then all sort of legislation, all process, all policies will just be overridden. And it doesn't matter the harms that that could cause to the community where they're doing that.
Now, I've seen the term red tape, reducing red tape, bandied about when discussing Bill 5. How does reducing red tape and the need for development weigh in versus environmental social protections?
And this is the misnomer that the government perpetuates, is there's no evidence that by protecting the environment, we ruin our economy. Quite the opposite. We know that the economy is going to shrink because of climate change. We know climate change and this dangerous weather, the flooding in Toronto, the wildfires, the air that we're breathing right now is very polluted because of wildfires. You know, this costs our economy a lot of money. And if we pollute water, you know, part of the things that keeps us healthy and well as a society is clean water. So, you know, there's really no backing to what they're saying. They're saying it takes too long to create a mine. 100% we can do more to create efficiencies. Typically, that's government bureaucracy that has nothing to do with environmental protections and Indigenous communities. All we're trying to say is that, you know, when you do something, that you make sure you don't pollute the water, you know, that you don't affect some ecosystems, right? These things, once they're gone, it's very hard to put the wheels back on, as we saw with Walkerton. You know, a lot of red tape was cut and then people died because of what happened in Walkerton. You know, really, when it comes to red tape, one thing that all the parties agree on, the PC Party, Green Party, NDP and Liberals, we all agree in the one project, one permit. You know, so instead of everybody and their mom having a consultant and coming forward with different reports, let's all agree on a consultant. Let's go together. Let's involve Indigenous communities from the front door. And that will make the process run more smoothly. Everybody agrees on that. That's the one part of the bill we all are on side about. But I think what we're seeing, the Indigenous communities are putting forward a court challenge. This will slow the process down. So because the government didn't start by working with First Nations people, this is their treaty lands, we're going to see constitutional challenges, which will slow everything down. And it's taxpayer dollars that are paying for these exorbitant legal fees yet again. So it costs the taxpayers, it slows it down because they just haven't done the process properly and they haven't been listening and they didn't involve everybody who has a stake in this.
Green Party of Ontario leader Mike Schreiner has been touring Ontario, meeting with residents who are opposed to Bill 5 on Monday the 14th. You co-hosted a barnstorming against Bill 5 in Kitchener. What are you hearing from residents? What do they want you to do, and what can they really do now that this bill is law?
People are very upset, you know, and we saw the Greenbelt policies got overridden because they were very flawed. The process was not done well. People want to get involved. They want to be part of the solution. So we have folks who are looking into doing petitions. They're going to be writing for the newspaper because they feel like if more and more people see how authoritarian this is, how Trump style this bill is, they will be appalled and upset. And we can all push back against the government taking this total power grab and putting that forward. So there's a lot of opposition to this power grab. People love the nature that we have, and they love the democracy we live in, and we don't want to see those things stripped away. So people are getting involved, and it's really putting our heads together to see how we can build a movement to push back against this authoritarian style policy.
What are the next steps on this? With Bill 5 allowing overriding of other laws, environmental, labor, is there going to be like immediate court challenges?
Just today, the chiefs are putting forward a challenge in the Superior Court and asking it to be prioritized, expedited, because all work on this legislation and building it into regulation has to stop because it wasn't crafted in concert with Indigenous communities or with their consent. So that legal work is already happening. I mean, we had hundreds of people out in Toronto. We're seeing rallies. We had a big rally at City Hall in Kitchener a few weeks back, and we're seeing people put forward motions in their municipality. So it's about building awareness, building this pushback against the bill on many levels, right? With public opinion being a really important one. So we want to make sure people understand the impact that this bill will have when it gets used, and help build that buy-in and people speaking up, taking to the streets, speaking out in the newspaper, going to their municipality, going to their MPP. We're asking folks to reach out to their MPPs and speak up in opposition to this bill. So, yeah, I hope people will get involved. And if you want to get involved, reach out, and we'd love to partner with you.
In closing, MPP Clancy added,
I just want people to question the kind of narrative that's being sold, that anytime you protect the environment, it's at a cost of the economy. You know, really, the green transition will bring in more jobs than our fossil fuel economy that we have right now. And so really question that narrative of it's the environment against the economy, because we all know that if we don't have water that we can drink, if we don't have clean air to breathe, we don't have much. We will become sicker as a society. And that all these projects, whether it's renewable energy or conservation or protecting ourselves against dangerous weather, all of these things will save the taxpayer money, and it will create jobs in these fields. So I hope people won't put one thing against the other, that we can do the right thing for the economy and the climate, and that we don't have to sacrifice democracy and process to do the right thing. So I just hope people are being really critical thinkers when they hear these narratives from politicians and beyond.
That was an interview with Kitchener Centre Green Party MPP Ashlyn Clancy about Bill 5. Before the interview was most of the statement made to CKMS News from a spokesperson for Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Mike Harris Jr. about his government's sweeping legislation. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.